We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
So why would you eat a lamb burger for breakfast?
Why not?
Because it's a lamb burger. Like, that seems very hearty and rich for breakfast.
And like nap time inducing.
I mean, oh, yeah.
What about steak and eggs? That's hearty. Nap time inducing.
Yeah, I don't understand necessarily. Like, the steak and eggs for me is when you're going out to do, like, you need to load up because you're going to be, you know, packing through the woods or going to go shoot something and drag it back in or, I don't know. I don't do steak and eggs unless it's like, we're going. We're going out into the scraggly woods. We're going walking up the hills.
I am a eat anything at any time kind of person.
Are you?
Always have been. Like, even when I was in shape.
Yeah.
My thing has always been. I
don't like that qualifier there. Even when I was in shape.
Listen, I you know, post-surgery, it's like one of the things is that I am doing, and then I'm just watching what I eat calorie-wise. But
yeah.
In a given day, it doesn't really matter for me when I a particular thing, and it doesn't really bother me either. My big thing has always been I've always cooked. Like, I've cooked since I was a little kid. So when I have leftovers, whatever I cooked the night before, I'm the kind of person where if I cook a bag of chicken breast from Costco on the grill, I will eat that for every meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever it is.
Really?
Yep. Doesn't matter. I'll chop it up and do something different with it. Like, maybe I'll have a chicken salad for lunch and I'll take fajitas for dinner or a chicken sandwich for breakfast. Like, last night I had some ground lamb, grilled up some lamb burgers, little brioche bun, some arugula, little feta, you know, made real nice burgers.
Yeah.
This morning, 10 o'clock, and I was like, I'm hungry.
So you went lamb burger.
Let me grab a burger real quick, warm it up.
Wait, did you say at 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's our big line of delineation there. Because almost, I was thinking like that was like 8 a.m. because I got like my kids wake up early in the morning.
It's like 9:30.
Like, there's nothing about me in the morning where I'm like 7 a.m. lamb burger. But 10, even though it is your first meal, you can see
like
it a little bit
9:30, 10, somewhere right in there.
I am not the same on leftovers as you. Mm. Like, I won't go next meal. I will rarely go next day. Oh. Yeah. I'll give a day buffer and then I'll dive back in.
See, here's the problem with that in my household. My wife, she says she will eat her leftovers. Number one, she doesn't. Number two, there's a rule so that we don't have leftovers going bad and wasting food in the house. If it sits in that fridge for more than 24 hours, I don't care what it is. It's fair game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think all leftovers should be fair game. It should be fair game. You had your chance.
Yes, and that I am just... A lot of this comes from the fact that I grew up very poor when I was in Southern California, so we did not waste food.
Yeah.
And so this whole idea of, like, from being a kid is that, you know, if there's leftovers, you eat that before you eat anything else.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, it's just kind of, like, ingrained in my head.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll take it. All right. By the way, that was all started because meat wad.
Meat wad.
That sounds better than... than flesh cultivated. I'm not.
Step right up and get your meat wad.
That's a good meat wad. Mm. All right.
I'm going to need that.
We had these texts coming in earlier at 503-864-6326. We had a conversation earlier about which is the worst run organization in professional sports now. The Sacramento Kings, folks, will be in Portland tonight, 7 o'clock tip. A win, and they are 14-point favorites, the largest spread in their favor in 30 years. They will likely punch their ticket to the playoffs for the first time since the 2005-2006 season. We got a really, we got actually wide-ranging in a lot of recommendations on which is the worst franchise in sports. This one said the Browns are always the worst organization in sports, regardless of any winning success. They're the effing Browns. And the Browns do find a way to screw it up even when things are going good. See, signing Deshaun Watson. Not just signing, not just the act of signing of Deshaun Watson,
but the max deal and the surrounding, well, everything surrounding it.
It not only upset.
Because you knew somebody was going to sign him. He was going to go somewhere.
He was going to go somewhere.
You know, that wasn't it.
But not only was it signing where you upset not just a big portion of your fan base by bringing him in, but a lot of fans of the game of football, you do it to a contract that rewrites the record books on contracts and resets the bar for other franchises. So not only did you upset your fans and fans of the league, you upset every other owner and every other team in the National Football League. The Browns, even when they're getting it right,
they get it
in
wrong.
A lot of different ways, they get it wrong.
Yeah, I can get with that. My pushback is, and I think I land on the Cincinnati Reds. And it is solely to do with the fact that the owner has publicly given two middle fingers to their fan base and said, we're going to suck. You don't like it? Go somewhere else.
Literally telling them.
They have said it bluntly through both ownership and general managers, or and the general manager, of like, we don't care what you think. You know why? Because there's no other game in town.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's know, that to me is disgusting.
I think baseball may have the worst groups of ownership when you think about it, because there are organizations that are doing it with a purpose and then ones that are doing it just
literally to print money.
Yeah, and I think the Pirates, may be in that conversation with the Reds.
Pirates, Reds, and A's.
If not worse. The A's are just jockeying for positioning, and they want a new stadium, and they can't get a new stadium. They're crying poor, although they were in the top five in profits in all of Major League Baseball last year.
Because their revenue sharing was so high, because their payroll is so low.
Okay. The Pirates have a brand new ballpark.
A beautiful ballpark.
One of the coolest in all of Major League Baseball.
Yes.
They have a passionate fan base.
Mm-hmm.
They have evaluated and drafted really good players.
Hayes at third base, McCutcheon in center field.
They all just star on different teams now.
Gerrit Cole.
They found a way to make the postseason like 8 years ago, I think it was. It's 8 years ago. Yet they were like, tear it up, burn it down, because they didn't want to be good. Because what that means is they got to pump money in, and they cannot see the light on the other side of this darkness that is losing, because they still get big old paychecks. If they saw the light, which is you put in money,
you make even more.
They don't do it. They don't do it. The Pirates are right there, man. And that's three Major League Baseball teams, bang, 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 real quick, that we can go off.
That are bad.
And they don't want to be. They don't want to be. They don't want to be good.
And it's not even, that's the disgusting part of it for me. I can handle poorly run.
Yeah.
But willfully stupid? I can't get over that.
Yeah. I mean, because in baseball, it's so interesting, too. Because you can be very close to pulling out of the tailspin relatively in short order. I mean, you have these teams that they take, you know, whether it's the shortcut through hell that the Astros deemed it, the Orioles did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. The Orioles, and they're starting to pull out of that tailspin, and they've done it actually pretty quickly. They weren't very good to begin with, but they tore it down to get to a higher spot.
They went down from bad to awful,
yeah,
as opposed to like mediocre to awful. So it was just a shorter teardown.
Yeah, I mean, and you can tear down your 3-story house and build a high rise, and mm-hmm. that's what the Orioles are doing. But then you're also kind of in this, you're in a fog, because how do you ever catch up to the Yankees, the mm-hmm. Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Cardinals and the Cubs, who historically they are
the best teams in baseball,
great franchises and mm-hmm. well-run franchises. Mm-hmm. And so you have all of these different types of building that you can have in Major League Baseball, to where when the teams that really cut it down, when the Astros and the Orioles intentionally lose 100 games, that kind of gets the Pirates off the hook, because everybody's looking at the new team that sucks the worst, as opposed to forgetting that the Pirates and Reds are intentionally sucking because they just want the big paycheck. And to your point on the Reds, I may be going back to the Reds, because them screwing up Joey Votto,
one of the best dudes in baseball,
that
maybe,
sucks.
Maybe one of the best dudes in sports.
He is a personality. He is loyal. He is committed to the community. I mean, it's like if Damian Lillard was, he's exactly what Dame is to Portland, except for he is more of a chucklehead bro instead of
he's a baseball bro.
Yeah, he's a baseball bro. No. And they screwed that up.
A guy who literally went and sat in the stands with fans and had just normal conversations, and people didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Dang. It's interesting, though, that we have the Browns, and the Lions came up once.
Mm-hmm. Listen, but they're on the ballot.
The Lions are figuring it out.
They are. But we've been down this road before with the Lions before, though.
Yeah, this isn't their ownership doing it.
It's in spite
They have a front office that has found a way to work around them.
Yes. Hey, how can we get this family out of the way? Well, you do this.
Well, I also think the larger conversation, though, is that the NFL doesn't reward sucking.
To an extent.
Not like the NBA and Major League Baseball.
No,
do.
Because no singular player outside of a quarterback can fix it. And there's nothing in the NBA. Particular players damn near guaranteed when they are great enough. Mm-hmm. The NFL, that's never the case.
Yeah. And then the Major League Baseball just, in the NBA, NBA and Major League Baseball, you still are good and get gobs of money even if you do suck.
And the perfect example.
In the NFL, you do too, but it's like there's no repercussion. But in the NFL, there are. Like you will not make as much money if you are a bottom feeding team in the NFL.
And even the guaranteed thing. Probably the best guaranteed player we've seen in modern history is Andrew Luck,
mm-hmm.
and
there you go.
He's gone.
Yeah,
and so that I think that's a big prohibitive part of the whole anti-tanking measures.
And I don't think any of that has to do with guaranteed contracts, which leads us to Lamar Jackson tweeting again. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Can you bounce with me, 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 bounce with me. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Lamar Jackson tweeting again today.
Has that ever worked out for him?
I mean, he let everybody know that he got a, that he wanted a, what do you call it? Trade. He requested a trade. That worked.
I mean, he did communicate it.
And that was actually, I don't know if you guys probably talked about this, but how the timing of that, how coordinated do we think that was by Lamar?
100%.
To put that one out right as John Harbaugh was about to speak?
Somebody was in that room, sitting down, and said, he's up.
Who gave him that idea to do it? Like, now is the time. This is when I need to do it.
Another player.
Because this was, when he sent that one out, the big difference between, like, what Lamar is doing, and then, have you seen, like, Odell Beckham Jr., what he's got going on?
Mm-hmm.
Dude is being, like, he is going from one meeting to another at these same meetings, but an agent is the one coordinating all of it. Mm-hmm. And now they're asking for two completely different things and they're two completely different players. And I understand that. But at the same time, you look at it and you go, this is the value of an agent. The value of the agent isn't having to ambush your former coach at the podium when you were releasing the statement saying, I requested a trade. Now it's kind of turned to, the Lamar Jackson situation is he's now tweeting, defending himself over the idea that he sat out the final weeks of the season and the playoffs, even though he was healthy.
And he just confirmed that he did. Because remember, there was notes from his wide receivers and there was tweets from his wide receivers who ultimately ended up deleting them going into the end of the regular season and into the playoffs. Man, we'd love to have him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Love to have him out there. Remember, we played the audio progressively of John Harbaugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Week after week after week of like, oh, no, we're supposed to have him back. Oh, no, we're supposed to have him back. Oh, we're having him back.
They did not. Here is what Lamar Jackson tweeted last night. He said, let's get real. I'd rather have 100% PCL than go out there and play horrible, forcing myself to put my guys in bad situations. Now that's selfish to me. Okay. I don't remember sitting out all my guys week one versus the Jets to week 12 versus the Broncos. How come all of a sudden I sit out because of money in which I could have got hurt at any time within that time frame when we know the Super Bowl has been on my mind since April of 2018. So, I mean, this is really interesting here. Lamar is saying, all right, I got injured. He did allude to this even at the time. Remember back in December when Adam Schefter put a timeline on it. When he put the December 24th, I think was the date that he said he was going to be back. And Lamar even came out and said, you know, this injury is worse when those tweets were deleted and stuff. He said, this injury is a little worse than what, you know, you guys know or what we kind of let on for people to know. And he said that at the time back in December. This is really interesting to me because it does put everything that Lamar Jackson had riding on last season out in front of everybody for us all to see. Because we said it at the beginning of the year, he was betting on himself. And when you bet on yourself, you better hope you don't get hurt, man. Because if you get hurt, then a lot of money goes off the table. And that was something, and as we're all sitting there and we're saying the owners are colluding against Lamar Jackson and all this, we're forgetting that this was all set at the very beginning of the year. This was a known for Lamar Jackson. The risk was you get hurt and you lose money.
And your leverage is...
And
gone.
He got hurt, and he's losing money. Why are we surprised?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody is. Arthur Blank is at league meetings, and honestly, he was incredibly blunt in his assessment of the situation. The Falcons have been linked to him. This is what he has said. There's no question he, Lamar Jackson, is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Looking at him objectively, there is some concern about whether or not he can play his style of game for however long that can last.
Yeah.
Hopefully a long time, but he's missed 5-6 games each of the last 2 years. What have you done for me lately is the NFL motto. And what have you done for me lately going into a contract year and your lately is missing 12 games is not good.
Yeah.
Especially
11 of 12 in crunch time of the season.
Yes. And I mean, that is the singular thing. The singular thing. When you are looking at a quarterback, if you can't tick that box, you can't be $250 million guaranteed. Yeah. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
Yeah.
Say what you want about Deshaun Watson. Him not playing had nothing to do with health.
No. And this goes back to the Browns screwing this whole thing up anyways. Like, the Browns and Lamar Jackson should not pay for what the Browns' ills are, you know? Lamar is going down the idea of what has been the history of every quarterback contract. The next one is just a little bit higher. And what the Browns did was they screwed it up. And teams are going, no, we're not going to do that, because it takes away what they did with Deshaun Watson was it took away a lot of their flexibility of their cap. There's a reason why Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees were all, you know, reshuffling money around. They were making imaginary money into guaranteed money, which helped their salary cap situation for their teams. Makes it a lot harder when you're the Cleveland Browns to do that when it's all guaranteed. You know exactly how much is going to go. You need to bring help in. Here's another issue with a lot of the teams that, and this, like, we're going, why wouldn't the Falcons go and do it? The Falcons have to give up the number 7 pick in this year's draft.
That sucks.
And then they'd have to give up a top end pick in next year's draft as well. I don't know if anybody's seen the Atlanta Falcons. They are a lot further away than just Lamar Jackson to being a good team. And if you pay Lamar Jackson what Lamar Jackson wants,
now you don't have contract, the space to go get the
now,
other things.
Now you can't have that money to go and throw at another pieces, not just pieces to put around him to be successful. And oh, by the way, because of the non-exclusive franchise tag, you're losing 2 first-round picks. Mm-hmm. So you can't get young, cheap talent either.
Look, Drake London and Kyle Pitts are great, but that's not enough.
No, they need an offensive line. They need a defense. You need a complete team to be successful around Lamar Jackson. You do. I mean, he is not a guy that's just going to sit there and go, all righty, I'm going to drag you into the playoffs and drag you to Super Bowl wins. Very few players in the NFL are. Lamar Jackson is a great player. He is a fantastic player. You need weapons around him. You need cheap talent, too, because he's going to be demanding so much. It's not something that is just completely mind-blowing that, oh my gosh, I can't believe, why aren't more teams involved? Because the teams that you sit there and you go, you don't have a quarterback, well, they also have so many pieces that they're missing. Like, Indy is one that is contemplating going after Lamar. Okay. That would be an Ursay move, and that definitely would be. There's very few teams that fit the mold of, you get Lamar Jackson in, and you're probably there. I think one of them, believe it or not, I mean, I feel just dirty for saying this because I hate their owner with the fire of 1,000 suns. I think the Commanders, they're in the middle of the first round this year. If you get Lamar Jackson on your team, you're going to be paying him a lot of money, yes, but you are losing a mid-round pick this year and it would be a late-round pick next year. You are a good roster that can turn a massive corner with him. They've already ruled him out. And there's a lot of other issues that we can sit there and say why they would, whether it is Daniel Snyder or Ron Rivera taking a team led by Cam Newton to a Super Bowl, for goodness sakes. He's done it before. There's a lot of different reasons why they're not going to do it. Mainly, their franchise is pretty dysfunctional.
Yes, and they're also, they've pulled the plug. Yeah. And they're not going to give up the first overall pick to get Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about this entire process. It's not going to happen until after the draft this year because of that. Because of the guaranteed 2 first-round picks.
You're saying that nobody's going to try to sign him to the non-exclusive tag until then?
After the draft, because then you can use your draft picks this year.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know when the timeline is. When's the limit for the non-exclusive tag? Because I know that we have one for the exclusive franchise tag, which is in July, I believe.
I think it's the same for the non-exclusive. It's like July 6th or something like that.
And somebody just goes, all right, well, we'll use our picks next year then. We'll give our next 2 picks up. That's heavy freight for a guy, though, that you don't know if he's going to be healthy. Because if Atlanta, say he goes to Atlanta, and they give up their two first-round picks? What if he gets hurt this year?
Yeah, and then...
they're duped.
You're Russell Wilson'd.
Yeah.
Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer did do this. He said, here's Lamar Jackson's career stats versus the coaches of teams who have publicly said they are not interested in him, which is the Commanders, Falcons, and Panthers, I believe. He has 121 of 142 for a completion percentage of 78.5%. His on-target percentage is 95.9. His yards per dropback is 8.82.
But the dude, here's the thing about that. All of those things, one, some of that can be...
this is the stark contrast,
though. His receivers weren't great. And they weren't. He's got Mark Andrews. But they also did try, like with guys like Hollywood Brown. And it's not like they didn't try to surround him with guys. But, and then stylistically, this is why he is, it's going to be really hard. And some coaches are just going to be, nope, from the get-go. Not my style, not the type of offense we're going to run.
And because it's unique from everything else.
It is so unique. And you have to tailor your entire identity of your team to that style of play. Because your defense may be on the field a little bit longer. You're going to be trying to attack at different points of the field. But you just said it right there. What was the average yards of attempt? Like 8 yards downfield?
Yes.
That's a completely different mindset from a play caller. And that's why I thought... with Greg Roman leaving Baltimore this year, it was going to be a wild ride for Lamar Jackson anyways. Now it gets even more crazy with a new coordinator and this whole contract controversy and seemingly no takers for him. I don't know, man. What's happening with Lamar Jackson is truly, it's one of one.
We talked about this in August.
We have not seen a guy try this without an agent of all. Like, at what point is he like, okay, I need to get an agent.
I don't know if he has the humility to do it.
That's brutal.
And I don't say that like as like I want to see him fail. I genuinely think that he is so dug in now. And when you get this so far dug in,
yeah,
I don't think you can back out. I mean, in reality, you should.
Mm-hmm.
You should humble yourself and go, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Because he has not made a single point gain. Has he done anything since he got hurt?
No.
To improve his position?
No, or even justify the salary. And look, here's where it's kind of at odds. There are players, current players in the NFL, there are former players in the NFL, that whether they believe, you know, Lamar Jackson is that guy or not, they want to see the guaranteed contract. They believe that NFL players should get guaranteed contracts because they don't feel like they've been treated well. The way that Lamar has gone about it may set that entire cause back.
Yes.
Because he's trying to do it by himself. One, every player in the NFL knows it needed to be a quarterback. Two, it needed to be of a high stature, and Lamar Jackson is an MVP. But it can't be the guy who's gotten hurt in crunch time the last 2 years. And that has been brutal. And it can't be a guy who's doing it without an agent. Because quarterback is not every position. It needs to be, if somebody's going to break the bank and say, I'm going to get fully guaranteed, it needs to be the best of the best who's performed at the peak. And then he goes and asks for it. It's Brady, Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, for goodness sakes. You know, Russell Wilson 4 years ago. That's who needs to do it, not Lamar Jackson coming off another late season injury.
It needs to be Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Shiesty,
because he's up next.
Yeah, he is. He sure is.
If it's gonna be the guy who, again, he did have an injury, but he has come back since then and been bulletproof.
That's
the guy who has to do it.
But there's also the idea that like Joe Burrow will view it like Brady and Breeze and all those guys, like Mahomes. Like Mahomes is already doing with that mega deal. He's already like, how do we restructure this thing?
He's already restructured.
You have to have flexibility. You have to give your team flexibility if you want to win at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're on the eve of Major League Baseball's opening day. Here's Rost with SportsCenter.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
...503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. It's opening day eve, Major League Baseball. I love baseball season.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? Tomorrow, yeah. these TVs will be on baseball in the studio.
So good.
There's, unabashedly, if I have to use my T-Mobile account for MLB TV, it will be on that TV.
We'll do it. But I love opening day because you get the bunting, the pageantry, you get every team playing.
We get music.
John Fogerty. John Fogerty and marching bands. And
John Fogerty sounds like a utility infielder.
He does, and a center fielder, actually. Mm. He can play center field. But what we got, Russ, look, you look confused over there. Are you okay, bud?
Oh, no, I'm just saying I can't find any baseball
there
music.
There you go. You're fine. Yeah. You're okay, bud. It's okay. But I love opening day, and I love when baseball kind of comes back to the area. Like, I can't wait till the hops get back going in Hillsboro, because we now have a full season.
Yeah,
it's not short season
post COVID
anymore.
We got the hops, we got the pickles. It's fantastic.
But now we must get to our far too early and very incorrect predictions of the Major League Baseball season. Let's just remember our Super Bowl picks this year. You had Bengals Niners Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Bills-Niners Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Rust had a Bills-Eagles Super Bowl.
So one
he
person
got a team in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. We got championship round.
But you had the Bills beating the Eagles.
Yeah.
All right. So
I had the correct losing team.
Hey, let's get back. You did.
Babe.
Let's get to it. Our Major League Baseball picks. Go ahead, Mr. Rank. All I want is your playoff teams. Your division winners, and who's playing in the World Series, and who you have winning the World Series.
Go through all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to go rapid fire here.
AL East, I'm going Yankees, Central, Guardians, West, your ugly Astros, three wild card teams, Mariners, Blue Jays, and the aforementioned Angels, because they have the two best players in baseball.
No, you have the Angels playing?
It's the third wild card.
Oh, my gosh.
Third wild card. Third.
Wow.
NL teams. NL East, I'm going the Braves because the Mets are cursed. Central, go Cards. West, I'm going Dads, Padres.
Okay.
Wild card, Dodgers, Mets, and Phillies.
You know what? The National League is going to be really good this year.
It's loaded.
I'll start with the NL. Who's your World Series, by the way?
I've got Padres and Yankees, and I've got the Dads taking it.
Oh, you got the... Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start in the NL. The NL East is going to be stacked, man. You think about the
probably
Phillies
best division in baseball.
World Series losers last year. I got the Braves winning the NL East, Cardinals in the NL Central, Dodgers in the West, with my wild cards being the Padres, Mets, and Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the Mets. I get it. You don't have Edwin Diaz. You don't have Narcos. It's the closer. You'll get to the postseason. AL, I'm going Yankees in the East, Twins in the Central. Don't like that pick, but I'm sticking with it. You got to have one outlier. Mariners in the AL West with the Astros, Blue Jays, and Guardians as the wild cards. I think the Mariners got a great chance. You got Altuve is going to be hurt to start the season for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they don't have Justin Verlander anymore. Like, they have got, now they have Framber Valdez. Pretty good. But their pitching staff is going to be good, but you lose that. Your ace in back-to-back years. You lose Gerrit Cole, and then you lose Justin Verlander. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a little – it's different. It'll be different in Houston. It'll be a little feeling-out process, especially with that Altuve. So then I will go my World Series. I hate this team with the fire of a thousand suns, but the Yankees will be in the World Series, and they are going to lose.
Dodgers?
To the Dodgers.
There it is.
All right, I'm not a huge baseball guy, so basically I used spite and a dartboard in picking all of my winners here.
Nice.
So AL East, I've got the Blue Jays because F them Yankees.
That's fair.
Yeah. In the Central, the Guardians, and in the West, I've got the Mariners because also F them Astros. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Horvath made me feel pretty good about that, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then with the wild cards being the Yanks, Twins, and Astros. In the National League in the East.
You say the Twinks?
Twins.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they are the Twinkies.
In the National League in the East, I've got the Mets. Because I've just always had a soft spot for the Mets.
They deserve it.
Yep, and the Brewers, because it's always fun when the Brewers are good.
No, it's not.
In the West, I've got the Padres. And plus, that was also spite just for Danny. I cannot pick the Cardinals. But, yeah, so in the West with the Padres.
Go Dads.
Because of spite for the Dodgers. And then for the wild cards, Braves, Cards, and Dodgers. And in my World Series, I've got the Mariners falling to the Padres.
Wow, look at you.
You know who would hate that?
Look at that. That was a 100%. That you were pandering to the audience there. The Mariners in the World Series.
Losing to the Padres. All of East Coast baseball fans would hate that series so much. It would be great.
Well, that was part of it, too. I was like, hey, let's get ourselves a West Coast series.
One time zone World Series in the West Coast. Oh, God, they'd be miserable over there.
Jeff Rust promised William Henry Harrison will be a part of the show again.
Oh, and he shall.
Okay, we'll see you next on The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, we promised we would hear again about William Henry Harrison in the show. On this date in 1790, the 10th president of the United States, John Tyler, was born. He became the 10th president of the United States after William Henry Harrison died after over a month in office. He was married a couple of times. The first with his first wife, he had 8 children. And he married his second wife in 1844 when he was 54 years old. He had 7 children with her.
Oh, ew.
Yes. His third youngest son, Leon Gardner Tyler, was born in 1853. So he was 63 years old at the time. John Tyler died in 1862. So that one son, Leon Gardner Tyler, he was also married twice. He had 3 children with his first wife. Married his second wife sometime in between 1921 and 1925. He was 35 years older than his second wife. He had 3 children with her. The second youngest child, Harrison Ruffin Tyler, was born November 9th, 1928, when Leon Gardner Tyler was 75 years old.
What?
Yes. So when Leon Gardner Tyler was 75 years old.
Still working.
Yes. So Harrison Ruffin Tyler was born in November 1928. There was another... Where are we at here? His first child, Leon Jr., died in 2020. So,
holy,
you're kidding.
Harrison Ruffin Tyler, born in 1928, still alive. All of this is a very roundabout way of saying the 10th president of the United States, who was born in 1790, still has a living grandchild.
Whoa.
That's insane.
I've heard that before, but I figured that.
And up until 2020, he had 2 living grandchildren.
Whoa.
Also, John Tyler responsible for at least the start of the line of succession for presidents, because he was the first one to take over.
Yeah.
He insisted the vice president become president, and then later on that was a constitutional amendment.
Those Tyler boys, horny old men.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we learned that today.
Yes, and also John Tyler, with his 15 children, holds the record for most children by a president.
Yeah,
you could say he went out on top.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
We don't know that. Yeah, I don't want to assume. I don't want to assume anything.
He died in 1862. Wild. That was the time of cowboys.
We watched...
cowgirls.
We watched Swiss Family Robinson yesterday.
Try to save this, I dare you.
That movie was made in 1960.
Was it really?
Yeah. That, still, good movie. But the pirate in Swiss Family Robinson, he has an IMDb page.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1886.
Yeah.
He was born in 18. He was 74 in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I clicked on him on his IMDb. I was like, whoa, 1886? And he was in a color film.
I did that.
Actor.
I did that with another movie. I can't remember what it was. They were in. It was a movie from my childhood. It might have been Willow. Now that I'm thinking about
Willow?
It. because somebody was really, really old in that movie, and they were born in like 1887 or something like that. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah. You get these old, it's aging. It's how it works. It's crazy.
It's just crazy to see somebody in their like 90s in a movie, and you're like, oh, I guess, do the math.
Yeah.
That is the 1800s.
When I was 16, I had a great-great uncle who, it was 1992, he died, and he was born in 1896.
Yeah, that was one of those things that was always like a trip when I was watching like the Today Show as a kid, and you'd have like Willard Scott doing the Schmuckers 100. Here's Mildred celebrating her 100th birthday in Wichita. She was born in 1893. It's like, you think about that now, you're like, whoa.
Before electricity was in most houses.
Yeah. Most of her life was in an outhouse.
Wow.
All right. That'll do it for
us.
That's one way. Wow. That is one way to end this show. And we'll do it. And you know what? I think we're all better for it. Except for you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great Wednesday. See you Thursday, opening day. Up next, you got Prime Time with Isaac and Suk, and then the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. This has been Danny Dusty on The Fan.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.